like many of us, our federal lawmakers are off of work today. They've been in recess since last Friday. In fact, Congress members have a full roughly 265 days during which they're not required to be in Washington. That amount of time off in general is sometimes contentious, but what gets more contentious is what lawmakers do with their time. For example, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor's recent unexpected loss in his Republican primary is largely attributed to a loss of touch with his home district. On one hand, constituents want the lawmakers at home in touch with local issues. On the other, they want representatives in Washington getting stuff done. The balance can be tricky. Gannett Washington Bureau reporter Donovan Slack recently reported on where Wisconsin's representatives fall when it comes to the time they spend in Wisconsin versus how much time they spend in Washington. Donovan joins us now. Welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So when weighing this debate, more time in the district versus more time in Washington, they really can't win in a way. Let's hear the argument on both sides. What's the argument to spend more time here in Wisconsin or wherever that district might be?
Well, you know, spending more time at home, people argue, gives them more interaction with constituents. They get to hear more what their constituents feel and think and what they want them to do. And the hit on not spending enough time there is that they lose touch with what their constituents want, and therefore they aren't adequately able to represent those views in Washington.
But on the other hand, if they're spending all their time in their district, are they doing what they need to do to get the job done in Washington? That's the counterargument, I guess.
Exactly. There's a lot of people here in Washington who say they need to spend more time here so that they can build relationships and maybe overcome the gridlock. And there's also something to be said for learning more about the institution, how it works, how the committees work. If you're at home in Wisconsin, you're not going to spend a lot of time doing that.
Is there a growing trend toward valuing that district time more and having more contempt, at least in some parts of the public, for too much time in Washington?
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, just look at the polls. Congress is at an approval rating of an all-time low. I think it was 7% last I saw. And if you spend too much time here in Washington, you become a member of this institution that people hate and less a resident of Wisconsin.
Well, you focused some on Wisconsin's delegation in a recent piece. Let's look at some of them. Representative Tom Petri, you talk about him illustrating the routines of a lawmaker who spends maybe more time in Washington. How does he split that up?
Well, yeah, he actually only spends about 36% of his time off in Wisconsin. And this could have been a major vulnerability for him if he decided to seek reelection. You know, he spends most of his time here in Washington, 70% or so, and that has already led critics to say, you know, he's gone Washington.
You know, before we get back to Wisconsin's delegation more, is there something about how close you live to Washington? If you're in Maryland, Virginia, it's easy to commute. If you're the further west you get, the harder it is to come back and forth to the district and to D.C.?
Well, absolutely, that argument could be made. I mean, look at these poor congresspeople from Hawaii. That's an hour flight. But when you talk about Wisconsin, it's a one-hour, you know, hour-and-a-half flight. So there really isn't that argument.
How did the rest of our delegation look when it came to splitting time, their time not in session? Are they at home in D.C.? What's the ratio?
Well, it's really interesting, but most of the newer elected members, those that were elected in the past 5 years, spent at least 180 days in Wisconsin, and that's out of 265 days they have off. So that's a good chunk of time. And you're looking at Representative Sean Duffy of Wausau. He spent 86% of his time off in Wisconsin. Mark Pocan, 71%. He's from Madison there. Reed Ribble from Green Bay, 70%. And then, of course, people like Petri or Representative James Sensenbrenner from Menominee, who have been in Congress for 35 years, spend most of their time here in Washington.
And how about our senators, apart from the congressional delegation? How do our two senators fit in?
Well, they're right about in the sweet spot in the middle. Tammy Baldwin spends 73% of her time off in Wisconsin, and Ron Johnson spends 70%. And that's pretty average.
Now, this is an issue. It sounds maybe just like some time management here, but this is an issue that can lose people elections, in part maybe people named Eric Cantor. Did this issue factor into his loss in a Republican primary?
Well, absolutely. That was the big reason everybody gave for Eric Cantor's loss of his primary bid, was that he didn't spend enough time in his Virginia district. And this is why this is an important question. I mean, there's really twofold reasons why this happens. If an opponent can argue that you have so-called gone Washington by spending too much time here, that's a real vulnerability at the ballot box. And I think that it's become a much more so of a vulnerability in an age of Tea Party activism. This is one of their prime tactics that they use. They used it against Cantor, and I expect them to use it more in the future, including in Wisconsin.
The fear is that, you know, my lawmaker is going to lose touch with their roots, with what we the people want in their district if they spend too much time in Washington. Is there any, I don't know how you'd measure this, is there any data that shows whether or not lawmakers behave differently if they're in Washington more?
There's not real data on that. I mean, it's hard to draw a line between how they act or how they perform in Congress versus, you know, and then correlate that somehow with the time they spend at home or here. What I can tell you is there's no public data at all showing their trips home except for Senate and House spending records, and those can be very tedious to go through. And that is what I did with this. I felt like it was worth it to get the real data.
Interesting. Yeah, that doesn't sound like a real exciting task.
No, but I think it's worth it. I mean, there's a lot of accusations that fly around, particularly in this day and age, of people don't spend enough time at home. So I thought, well, let's take a real close look and spend some time and figure out how much they actually do spend in Wisconsin.
Do you get a sense of maybe frustration from people in Congress that there's some value in both sides, obviously, in spending time in Washington, learning the system, getting things done, and there's value in being in the district? Is there frustration that they're being watched for how they handle that balancing act?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I think it's a tough balance. The sweet spot is right in the middle, I am told, and it's hard to find that sweet spot and maintain it.
You know, Eric Cantor did lose, but he's kind of an exception. We see pretty high incumbency rates for people in Congress over the last 10, 20 years, I think. So is this something that maybe people are a little, the people in the public are annoyed with their congressperson, but when it all is said and done, it's pretty rare that they're going to punish him or her for that?
Well, you know, it seems to be an increasing phenomenon. I don't know, like you said, how much it's going to matter at the end of the day, but there is a sort of throw-them-all-out mentality that has dominated certainly discussion since 2010, when a major Tea Party wave took over the House.
So federal lawmakers have been on recess for about a week now. When they come back, I gather they're going to have just 28 days or so of congressional business before November elections to get something done, or if anything done. Is there an argument to be made with that little time to say, hey, maybe take this recess time, spend it in Washington, try to get things on the table for this rush period before elections?
You know, you would think so, but this is Congress we're talking about. They don't operate like the rest of us, I have to say. And I have yet to see a lawmaker here in town in D.C. I think they're all at home in their district.
And you hear kind of maybe almost golden age talk from people in Congress, in the House and the Senate, saying, in the old days, yeah, we argued with each other, but we lived in the same place. Our kids went to the same daycares or schools. We had these personal connections with people in the other party, and it made it easier to compromise. Now that we have to spend more time in our district, that's less likely to happen. Is that just sort of a golden age fantasy, or is there really something to that?
I mean, I think there's something to it, but I also think it's a golden age fantasy. The reality is what it is. You know, you can spend all the time in the world saying, oh, gosh, I wish it was like that again. And it's just not.
All right, Donovan, thank you for crunching the numbers and sharing them with us today.
Thanks so much.
We've been speaking with Donovan Slack, Gannett and Washington Bureau reporter, about how much time Wisconsin's Congress members spend in Wisconsin versus Washington.